AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The attorney for fired University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tansing says his client fired in self-defense, killing driver Samuel DeBose.
He was fearful for his own life. He thought he was going to die. He thought he'd be sucked under that car and run over as it was pulling away.
Tansing pleaded not guilty in court. One of DeBose's friends, Kimberly Thomas, wants justice.
I'm going to go crazy. If he don't get convicted and get life in prison, they might as well. It's a lot of people that's willing to get shot in the head. Over Samuel DeBose.
People in the courtroom cheered when it was announced bond for Tansing would be set at $1 million. There are 14 large fires burning in California, mostly in the northern part of the state. The biggest challenge, a fast-spreading fire in Lake County, north of San Francisco. At least 500 residents were forced out of their homes. Meantime, the state of California says water use fell 27% last month. That passes Governor Jerry Brown's conservation target. The Senate has passed a highway spending bill. California Democrat Barbara Boxer says the money is badly needed to improve the nation's infrastructure.
There are more than 60,000 bridges that are obsolete or deficient.
The money covers 3 months, and passage comes a day before a deadline to cut off funds. The Senate passed a long-term highway bill, but members of the House have left for their August break. Frustrated with that exit, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says he hopes Republicans do more than just rest and relax over the break.
Because when they do finally show up again in September, there won't be a lot of patience or a lot of sympathy for the claim that they don't have time to do their job.
A federal judge in Alaska is ordering Greenpeace to pay a $2,500 an hour fine if protesters continue to block a Shell icebreaker from leaving Portland, Oregon to drill for oil in Alaska. Wall Street stocks higher, the Dow up 4 points. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter wants to see plans to upgrade security at recruiting centers. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports it's a follow-up to the deadly shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Carter's telling them to focus on three things: upgrading physical security, using mass warning notification systems, and the option of arming some troops. Navy Captain Jeff Davis says that is allowed under current policy, but knows there might be limitations at locations like ROTC centers on college campuses.
We're in places where there may be other policies that preclude this.
Carter's giving the services 3 weeks to submit plans. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Canadian Health Ministry has approved the abortion pill known as RU486 for use across the country. It will be available by prescription. RU486 is legal in the U.S., Australia, and most of Europe. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.